So we were having a discussion here at work about inflation and recession and layoffs and COVID and artificial intelligence, and the list goes on and on. Last 3 years have been interesting, chaotic, hard to manage, unpredictable. We have all this stuff going on, and today we're going to try to talk a little bit about the stress it's putting on your employees and what that actually does to the bottom line. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and today director of business development and 30-year retirement industry veteran Paul Dowd is sitting in with me. And he's going to talk about what he's also experiencing when he's talking with business owners about what's top of mind for business owners these days. And it may be any or all of those things that we just talked about. But for sure, this has been a weird period of time in the last 3 to 4 years to manage any business at all. So how are businesses changing, evolving, managing? What's going on? What are you seeing?
Well, I think you hit on a key word there, Roger, which is businesses must evolve to survive in this economy. You can't just do what you did before and hope it's going to work. One of the things we're seeing that's affecting businesses these days is that the stress among their employees is actually having a big drain on the productivity of the business. Actually, stats out there, one Financial Post stat said, stress among employees cost American businesses over $40 billion in 2022. And when I looked up what's going on there, I found out that 58% of Americans have less than $5,000 in savings. And even worse, 42% have less than $1,000 in savings. So what we can see with this is that when you combine low savings with inflation making everything that somebody's used to purchasing, and a lot of these people are paycheck to paycheck, it makes it harder to just get by every day. So the big issue nowadays is how can we maintain a workforce that's focused on the job when we know there's such big stress on those employees from a financial standpoint?
Yeah, and so it's maybe not just, you know, the easy answer is throw money at it. Of course, that would be simple if it was just that easy. But maybe some business owners aren't putting that together and saying, hey, look, all this stuff that's been going on the last 3 years, so COVID shuts us down for 2 years or still shut you down depending on where you live. And now the change, the inflation that we're dealing with, the never-ending talk about the recession that's coming or is already here. And then AI comes in and takes some jobs away or just changes how you staff your business because you don't need some folks that you might have needed in the past. So all these things are part of the equation, and sure, business owners are dealing with it, but do they really understand what the stress is on the individuals? Like you said, and now you just shared, hey, folks don't have any money in savings, they're dealing with paycheck to paycheck. That's really got to drive some people away from the productivity they had in the past. So what else have you noticed, or what else are you seeing?
Well, I think the good thing is that there's actually solutions out there. There's ideas out there coming forward from businesses that actually do address some of these issues that employees are dealing with and help the businesses overall. So the first thing is that addressing employee financial stress is worthwhile because the benefit of the business can be dollars and cents, not just feeling good about your employees, but we heard about that $40 billion in lost productivity. When you look at the employees coming into work, if we can help them focus on their job better, we eliminate a thing called presenteeism. That's a, you know, industry term, but presenteeism means somebody's there physically, but they're not there mentally. If they're not there mentally, then that gives you increased potential for accidents, increased potential for being distracted on the job and not focusing. So when we deal with these problems, we can help employees. And dealing with financial stress is actually something that should be done in a customized way, not one size fits all. And one of the reasons why you need to deal with it in a customized way is because businesses nowadays employ about 5 generations of people. So you've got the young workforce just coming out of high school or college, and then you've got people returning to the workforce who are in their quote unquote retirement years. And I say quote unquote because what you find is a lot of people reach those retirement years, maybe 65, and find they need to go back to work. They need to have an income in order to support their lifestyle. So what we want to look at is what can help a business get through all this and survive and even thrive and do well. And part of that is attracting employees that they need to hire, even in a world where some groups are going to have layoffs, they still need to attract the right employees to fill the jobs that they have open.
You know, you had a point there where you're saying layoffs, and you know, I think that's an old model of dealing with a recession or inflation for some businesses, in my opinion. Okay, so again, it's my opinion. But I've heard that, I don't know, my entire work life, that, you know, when times get tough, you lay people off. What about the quality of it, that employee you're laying off, that experience level they already have, their expertise in those areas, and now you're just going to put them on the shelf because you need to save a few dollars? So in my head, that didn't ever quite work, and it still doesn't, honestly. Give me your sense on that. How do you manage that in your head?
Yeah, well, one of the things I look at is, again, dollars and cents, is that the cost to train a new employee can be between $4,000 and sometimes $30,000 or even more, depending on what the employee's doing for the organization. So before you just go in and lay somebody off because you're having a tough time, you have to look at what it's going to take to replace that person. And one of the headlines I was reading lately talks about how businesses today are actually getting smarter. They're looking at the history of the country and saying, you know what, we've been through recessions. At the end of the recession, there's a recovery. And some businesses are actually looking forward to that recovery today, saying, what if we take this opportunity to re-engineer our business? What if we take this opportunity to reinvest and make our business more lean and more efficient, so that when we get to the end of this recession, when we get to the recovery, we're ready to go? And part of being ready to go means having employees who are dedicated to the job, means having a culture where the employees know that they're valued. And when you do some of the things these businesses are doing, you can create that culture.
And so you hit a good point there where you said, okay, so how about some loyalty, right? So if the company shows some loyalty to their employees and says, hey, look, we're going to come up against this time where we have to get a little leaner in certain areas, but here's how we're going to do it. And it's not going to dramatically impact your life. In fact, it might even improve your life as we get through this. That, to me, that makes sense when I'm talking about, hey, let's not worry about layoffs so much. Let's talk about investing and making things better, faster, more efficient, and then keeping the talent that you have so that as soon as it's over, you're killing it in the marketplace instead of trying to recover from it. So I think you're on the same page mm-hmm. with me there going, hey, layoffs may be not the answer. Maybe we invest at this point and make it even better. Mm-hmm. So now we can really leverage it when we're out of it.
Right. And I think that leads right full circle to what you can do, because if you're listening to this podcast going, great, but I got to survive the next 2 years to get to that recovery phase, what we're thinking about is the fact that some companies are looking at the idea that maybe you can make other changes. Maybe you can make changes. You might have to let a few employees go if that's the worst case scenario, but maybe you can adjust your benefits. Maybe you can talk about, for example, the 401k plan, if you have that. What could we adjust in the structure of that plan to make it less costly? What could we do with other benefits so that the employees know that they're valued, but it's done in a more efficient way? Another thing is, think about how much time is spent just dealing with employee benefits at a given company. And when groups look at that, if they can make that whole process more efficient, sometimes they can have a significant savings there.
So you hit on the advisor portion of that, and you're just making sure everybody knows, okay, here's the retirement plan, and here are all the options or all the potential ways we can use it or adjust it. So education is always a big thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned something this last year I didn't know about our own benefit package. I was like, oh, really? And it turns out it was a big benefit for me. If I'd have paid attention in previous years, I could have been using it a little longer, and I had no idea. So that was an education piece for me. But talk about education as you see it when we're talking about things like this.
Right, right. And let's get a couple terms out, because it's really important to know that when you're helping people who are working at a company with a retirement plan, you want to do one thing and another. One thing is you want to educate them, make sure they understand what their options are, what's available to them. But that a whole other area that some companies just completely miss is advice. One thing to show somebody, hey, this is a car. That's another thing to teach a person how to drive. So if you look at your benefits package and you're offering all these benefits that all have a cost to them, because again, we're dealing with this recession, are you actually getting the benefit out of offering these benefits? Or do your employees often miss out, as you just said, Roger, you missed out on some potential benefits from our retirement plan by learning new things. And when we talk about the retirement plan at these organizations, and everybody listening here today, if you think about just Secure Act 2.0 that was just passed in December of last year, over 100 pages affect retirement plans. And that doesn't even count Secure 1.0, which was what we're calling the Act from 2019, and all these other rule changes that come along the way. So it's very important to incorporate good education, good employee advice, and when you bring that together, you can actually reduce the stress of an organization by helping employees.
And think of it as a business owner too. If you bring in those folks and say, hey, look, we have this free education, this free, you know, conversation with folks who are the experts in the room, that's going to go a long way with the employees as well, obviously. So that's, again, a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
The business owner looking out for the employees, I get that. So when we're talking about financial stress, we're not just talking about the paycheck. There's other parts to it. What, give me what you would frame it as, because I think I have my own definition. But what do you see it as?
Well, think about everything that happens to a person in their life outside of their actual paycheck that affects them financially. So, for example, you can have a great job, but then something happens to you from a healthcare standpoint. If you all of a sudden can't work for a given period of time, that can dramatically affect your income, dramatically affect the stress in the family. So that's just one is healthcare area. You can also look at the caregiving aspect. So a lot of people nowadays have to deal with giving care to a family member, maybe an elderly parent, maybe a young child. I think the last stat I saw that really gets me is about 1 in 50 people or families are dealing with a child who's potentially going to need care for the rest of their life. This is not something that people tend to assume. You don't tend to see this in the commercials, you know, the happy people with everything going well for them. What you really want to realize, though, is there's a lot of people out there who have stress coming at them from many different directions. And getting a paycheck is very important, but dealing with how do you spread that paycheck out is where a lot of people need help.
And we don't want to just focus on the employees solely here. I mean, because the reality is, if I'm stressed out at work, I'm not getting my best effort every time I'm there. That's impacting you, the business owner. So, you know, I read this earlier, and it's talking about just the impact on the employer. So a study says that 56% of employees indicate that they have financial stress. It's impacting their ability to stay focused on their jobs, which leads to decreased productivity. There's your impact on the company. This can lead to a decrease in profits as well as increased employee turnover. So not only is stress impacting how they just do the day-to-day, but now it's talking about impacting the bottom line profits, and it's talking about employee turnover, and we know employee turnover, what a pain if you're in that cycle, because it's not just finding the right person, which is a challenge right now, but it's bringing them up to speed so that they're actually working and contributing in short order. And if they then leave, you start over again. You don't want that cycle. So the stress can actually lead to the turnover piece, which is now the battle that everybody's fighting because the job market is so different than it was 3 years ago. So those all being said, so what do you see? I mean, I know you're a 401k and retirement plan specialist, but what do we see as some of the other impacts on the other benefits, or the other administrative tasks, if you will, that a company's dealing with? So what about the payroll side or benefits? What do you think in there?
Actually, that's one of my biggest learning points. We're coming to work here at the benefit companies is how many times something that we think we know is affecting a business is actually related to something else. For example, you might have a 401k plan that gets an audit from the DOL. Well, why did that audit get triggered? It's because of something in payroll that wasn't done right that raised a red flag at the Department of Labor. So when you look at payroll, you think about what's happening. You can think about the fact that the number one issue that the Department of Labor looks at for audits is late contributions. And their definition of late contributions is pretty strict. So you want to make sure you're thinking about how does payroll affect retirement plans. You want to think about how the new employee savings accounts that are going to be allowed as part of retirement plans are going to affect your business. having employees build emergency savings could directly reduce this stress that we're talking about. Because again, 42% have less than $1,000 in savings. Employees are now going to be able to build up $2,500 in these savings accounts. So these are some areas that everything can relate to each other in terms of payroll, in terms of 401k. Healthcare, I think, is something we always got to think about, because employees have to make a decision of which healthcare benefits do they purchase, what do they pay for, and then how much do they contribute to their 401k. So if you have employees make decisions in a vacuum, where each one is looked at as an independent decision, they often don't necessarily do what's in their best interest. So when you look at everything as a connected program where employees are doing what's in their best interest, and also reality is in the best interest of the organization, because a lower stressed employee who's getting what they need is going to be better for the organization. So I definitely feel it all fits together.
Well, and I would go back to what you said about Secure 2.0. So as I've been working with you on this, learning this material, it's painfully obvious. The impact is on the retirement plan side of what goes on in the world, but the residual impact is on all the other admin functions, especially payroll, in that the payroll department now has to manage more buckets of information and make sure they report it correctly. And so, and as a business owner, where I'm going with this is, as a business owner, you don't want to have to learn all this. You've got enough on your plate just trying to run your business and find people to do the work. And now we have this legislation change come along. And you don't know how to manage that because you don't even understand it, because most folks don't. No insult intended there, but it's complicated. It's got a lot going on. So when you're talking about making things easier because they are all connected, that's kind of where we can come in and say, look, you have all these things going on. We're the only company around that actually can connect all the dots, make it work efficiently, and make sure that you have all the support and training that you need, and all the education that you need, and all the experienced service people to back you up to make sure that you don't have to worry about that as much. So what's your slant on that?
Yeah, I think what you hit on is a really big point, because if you think about what it takes to become an expert when it comes to retirement plans, let's just talk about that because that's where I'm an expert. Even one of my friends, he's a top engineer. He has patents on what he's designed. Great guy, knows, you know, math better than I'll ever know it. He can build things that I can't even dream of. However, he's come to me for help with his retirement plan and to walk through the choices and make sure he has that invested right. And when I think about that, I think there's two different aspects to this situation that are very important. Number one, what we love to do is help somebody like that, is help them get through this and help them get their plan set up right. But on the other hand, if you took that person and he invested all the time it would take to become an expert on the retirement plan, he would no longer be focusing on what is his job, making his company productive. So we give people the information they need, we provide them the advice that they need, and then we provide them the tools to take care of themselves in a very efficient manner so they can get back to work. So this person gets back to, you know, building his little tiny circuits or whatever he does to make the world a better place. But I always thought that was amazing because I, you know, personally, good friend, I know how smart this person is. And yet, you know, when you work together, it's better for everybody.
So to make sure that folks understand why we think we're the only company that's positioned to help out here and really have an impact, when we're talking about that, we're talking about the administrative functions that you have to deal with as a business owner. And again, you're not in the business. You didn't go into business because you wanted to manage payroll for your employees. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to do what you do. You want to keep building your product or do your service so that you can have an impact and on the folks that you're working with, and you can build a better life for yourself and your employees. It has absolutely nothing to do with how do you process payroll, or did I get the HR compliance piece right, or do I have all my forms filled out correctly? And that's what we do. But where we go one step further, where we're really the only firm that can do this in a bigger scope, or the only firm that can really do it the way we do it, is because we hit all of the administrative tasks and can integrate all of them in one place. So many of the folks that we work, that we see in the marketplace that are administrators for payroll or 401k or employee benefits, or they do the HR piece, they do that, they might do one or two other things, but they still don't have the complete suite that they can do it all in one place. They have to partner. This is going to have to partner with more than one vendor to get this stuff done. And in our house, we do it all in one place. So our human capital management platform, which we call Connect and Simplify, is the only one that we're aware of that can integrate employee benefits, retirement plans, HR, time labor management, payroll, and a few other things actually too outside of that, where we can impact the reporting on ACA compliance, or we can help with your work comp and business insurance as well. So would you rather have four different vendors you have to deal with and try to learn it how they do business, or would you rather do it in one house where we have all the experts in the house and you just give us a call and we have our experts sitting in the room to answer that call? So that's where we set ourselves apart. And if we can do that for you as a business owner, now we've relieved some stress for you, which now you can take back and relieve stress for your people. So that's kind of how we frame it. And we're the only company that can really do all of those things. And we're the only one that we know of that can actually do all those things until somebody proves it different. So that was the focus today. Financial stress on employees, which residually goes to the owner. How would you wrap that up, Paul?
I think you hit on it well, in the sense that we want to give you solutions, give you ideas, not just raise the problem. So I think the problem is employee financial stress can be and has been shown to be a serious drain on the productivity of a business. However, when you realize that's the problem, you could end up with a much better situation at your organization by not just looking at one aspect of that as, hey, maybe we need more education, maybe we need more advice. It's how can we connect our different programs together using a service like Connect and Simplify from the benefit companies to really make this organization more efficient, allow employees to understand what they are dealing with, what they have available to them as options, and then implement the right solutions. So I used to say, it's easy to show somebody what to do, to tell them what to do. It's hard to make it happen. So when we actually follow through with, like, for example, we have licensed financial advisors that go out and actually make sure employees know what they're dealing with and know what their choices are and how to implement those, that ensures that we have follow through, not just information going out.
So thanks for joining me today on this topic. I mean, it just came up in the last few weeks we were talking about this, but I think it really makes a lot of sense. And because there's so much uncertainty out there, it really helps to frame it and say, hey, look, let's see if we can get our heads around how we're going to deal with what's coming, what's in front of us right now. I mean, inflation's here right now. Recession's coming. Who knows what's next? And I think this is a good way to frame how you can go back to your employees and your people, your teammates, and help them get through what they're dealing with. And it just makes your company better and stronger. So thanks for listening today. Again, we are the benefit companies, and you can find us at connectandsimplify.com. And if you have any questions at all, you can absolutely give us a call at 262-207-1999. Ask for Paul or ask for Roger. We'll be happy to talk to you about what we might be able to do to help you relieve that stress for your people. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the benefit companies. Many business owners and administrators would rather walk with thumbtacks in their shoes than make sure their business has the best health insurance plan for the dollars invested ongoing. Just run business. The benefit companies continually monitors market pressures and trends. Understanding your business and health insurance, the benefit companies will proactively advise when benefits can be enhanced or money can be saved. Connect and Simplify. Insource the benefit companies. ConnectandSimplify.com. That's ConnectandSimplify.com. We'll be right back.